And the presidential debate, as interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a
stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The first debate of the presidential campaign had the candidates attacking each other personally, attacking each other's records, and defending their own. Joe Biden says about President Trump's time in office.
Under this president, we've become weaker, sicker, poorer, more divided, and more violent.
There has never been an administration or president who has done more than I've done in a period of 3.5 years. And that's despite the impeachment hoax.
There was a lot of interruption and people talking over each other.
Are you in favor of law and order?
I'm in favor of law. You follow.
Are you in favor of law and order?
Yes, I'm in favor.
You ask a question, let him finish.
Law and order.
Law and order.
Let him.
Law and order with justice, where people get treated fairly.
The Biden campaign reports its best single fundraising hour ever last night during the end of the debate and right after, nearly $4 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, hey.
Get groovy, get funky, let's go.
Might be a little cold in your bikini and your flip-flops with this morning's temperatures where they're at. I'm loving it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
It's 54 right now. We had a morning low of 49. A little bit of a surprise. I didn't think we would get quite that low, but hey, we're happy. I see that Alex City got to 46 and Prattville 48 this morning. So, yeah, this is the coolest morning we've had since the middle of the May. Jacket weather this morning, but we'll be warming up a little bit. Textbook weather, beautiful today. Abundant sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Nice little breeze. Pleasantly cool tonight, low 54. Tomorrow, we actually warm up again. We're back in the low 80s. And that is briefly warmer because there will be a cool front arriving later on in the afternoon. And that sets the stage for some really nice days. In fact, Friday will be beautiful. Low 70s, nice breeze. Jacket weather Friday night. Jacket weather, isn't that nice to say? With lows in the upper 40s by first thing, let's say dawn Saturday morning, setting the stage for a beautiful first weekend in October with sunshine and high temperatures in the 70s. Right now this morning, 54 degrees and clear skies, 804.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Boy, when things go wrong, they go wrong at just the worst possible times. I mean, let's say you're late for an appointment or something, and all of a sudden you have you sprung a leak. There's now a flood in your kitchen or your bathroom or the toilet's not working or something like that. Plumbing by LukeWire is ready to take care of you anytime, 24 hours a day, so you don't have to wait for them for their business hours to start, because guess what? Their business hours are all the time, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. It's now a no-brainer at my house, and for more reasons than that, not just because they don't charge overtime. I like the way they work. They, first of all, they're very professional, and in these uncertain times, they're taking extra precautions to make sure that their employees are not only healthy, but they're also wearing masks, and they're taking precautions. They're wearing the gloves as well. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, it's now a no-brainer at my house because they pick up the phone, they tell me they're on their way, then they diagnose the problem and sit down and tell me what it's going to cost, so there's no surprises. They don't come back later and say, hey, we found some other stuff and it's going to cost a whole lot more than we thought. They don't do that at Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it's not broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
805.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
By the way, for way back Wednesday, I just posted a picture of Batman debating Penguin.
Look at that old television camera, too.
Whack, whack. That's Penguin Burgess Meredith playing that character. It is 8:06. All right. Our rocket scientist goes to somebody in the marketing department at Frontier Airlines. They don't serve Montgomery, sadly. If they did, everybody that lived here with the first or last name Orlando would be able to fly for free.
Is that right?
Yeah, how about that? If your name is Orlando, first or last, you can fly for free on Frontier Airlines to Orlando between the 13th and 20th of October. The airline said passengers not named Orlando can buy tickets for the same period of time for discounted prices starting at $39.
What if your last name's Ocala?
No, nobody flies to Ocala. Okay. That's horse country.
Yes, it is. And they've got the World Equestrian Center coming to Ocala. Actually, it is opening next year, I believe.
This is a whole new...
It's a whole new major facility. I mean, it is gargantuous. I'm supposed to actually be down in Ocala the first weekend of November to judge the Sunshine State Mounted Drill Team State Championship. So I'm hoping I get to drive by there and see it.
That's kind of like...
You know, I got to be grand champion one day.
Is that sort of like when we're 10 and 75... come together.
It's further down. Yeah, that's Tallahassee.
Ocala's a little more than an hour south of 10 on 75.
Yeah. Okay, it's not. And I will say the one drive that drove me nuts last time, it was pretty drive, but good Lord, that was Okeechobee. 9.5 hours on the road. Thank God you only make two turns, but geez.
Yeah. The one year they were having the wildfires and...
Is that a band?
Yeah, that's awesome.
The Wildfires Band.
The Wildfires Band. And so I had to, 10 was closed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I had to take 27, and you go through Okeechobee doing that. It wasn't too bad, considering you went through the towns like in the old days, you know, before we had the interstate system. But, man, those fires around 10, they literally, there were times when you could not see. And I was glad to get off of it.
And even more recently, the East Coast and around Daytona Beach, when the fires were really bad, and visibility on 95 was reduced. No, 95 is a lovely highway, isn't it?
By the way, since we're talking marketing and products, Coca-Cola is going to launch their first alcoholic drink in the U.S. next year. They will team up with Molson Coors to produce a hard seltzer version of its Topo Chico. Sounds like an act on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, coming up
sparkling
on our
water.
Show.
That's right. Why don't we...
Topo Chico.
Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
Topo Chico. I sound like Dr. Evil on Austin Powers more than I do Ed Sullivan.
What is it? Chico. What is it like? Is it like a rummish drink? Or
have you had White Claw?
Yeah.
They say like it's mango. Compete with that.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I don't know anything about it.
This dog was in my lap trying to sleep, or I say trying to, but was getting comfortable, ready to sleep.
Yes.
Saw him.
Since me.
Just lean down.
Towards the bowl.
And immediately, like, boom, jumped right off. Had his chicken came right back over here. Is that okay?
Yeah. Chase is always in a state of readiness.
Can I have my space back? Thank you.
Oh, looky now.
You want to do this conundrum that you picked out? Well, I'm just asking because I'm going to launch it in a second.
The one that we said that
we've done before.
Yeah, I think it's a long time ago. It's doable.
Let's play.
We could be having a conundrum vu too, where we think we've done it, but we really didn't.
Yeah, well, it's reruns time.
Common condition. All of that chaos brought to you by Applied Security for great, effective, easy to operate systems and to save money on monthly monitoring. Pick up the phone and call Mark and Vicky today at 279-8338. 279-8338. They're local. That's a great start right there. And when you need them, they're a phone call away. Their systems are state-of-the-art and very effective, whether you're monitoring a piece of property, a business, or your family home. 279-8338. Monitoring available for under $30 a month at Applied Security. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board. Permit number is 276. It is 8:11.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
These objects, commonly found in the bathroom, cause more injuries than razor blades. What is this object we're looking for? Again, according to emergency room statistics, these cause more injuries than razor blades. If you think you know what this common bathroom item is, call 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 812.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are conducting the death investigation of a Birmingham man. Authorities found 46-year-old Theron Ford in the 4100 block of Carmichael Road yesterday afternoon. Police have not said what his injuries were. They tell us he died at the scene. Elmore County High School has canceled its football game this week because of coronavirus cases. School officials tell us that 3 players tested positive and 15 others are self-isolated because of exposure to COVID-19. And the Secretary of Commerce has announced that the new deadline to respond to the 2020 census is October 5th. This comes after a federal judge ruled last week that the deadline should be the original date of October 31st. For more information, go to my2020census.gov. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now it's time for conundrum guesses. 272-9228. This is a common bathroom item that causes more injuries than razor blades. And we start with James.
How about a bidet?
A bidet? That's a good guess.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
But it's not it.
No. But, yeah, having had one, I can understand how. Here's Haley.
So.
Nail clippers?
Nail clippers. That's a good guess.
Sure, you can pinch off a fingertip of steel. Yeah.
It's a good guess.
It's not the winning answer. But, Haley, is this your first time?
Yes.
Oh.
We are so thrilled. Thank you for honoring us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
And call back if you think of something else, okay?
Yeah.
News talkers.
Maybe Victoria will take a guess.
Maybe.
East of the Rockets.
Hang on. What's up?
Yeah, I'm not Victoria. Hey, Jesse Lynn, the song Wildfire came to mind. You're probably too young to remember that tune about a horse.
Michael Murphy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's good. Hey, look, my guess is toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
You can use yourself.
Tell you when I brush my tongue, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Not a toothbrush.
Thank
you. Thanks.
272-9228, this common bathroom item causes more injuries than razor blades. Mike.
How about Q-tip?
He says it's the Q-tip, also known as the cotton swab.
Which is it?
That's exactly right.
That's it. Anybody here ever injure themselves with a Q-tip?
Myself? No, I can't think of that. But they can be really painful if you're trying to apply some medicine into your ear. They can be painful.
2020 has been a bad year for swabs up the sinuses.
Swabs, oh yeah.
Let me see if we can puncture the gel that protects your brain.
Oh yeah.
Hang on, you want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Way to go.
Uh-oh.
I didn't hang up
on
him. No, he's okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, it just sounded like we hung up on him by accident.
Hey, Mike, what's your last name?
Oops.
Hartchell is here. Let's say good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hartchell?
Maybe Hartchell dropped off.
Went away.
Look who's on the next line.
And Leon
is here on line two.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, man.
I was going to say a hairbrush, because if you ever had your mama get a hold of your butt with a hairbrush, you got injured.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can hurt. Yeah.
No argument whatsoever on that.
Yeah. Did your mom ever... wash your mouth off with soap. I didn't happen to me, but...
I was threatened, but no, I never got the mouthful of soap.
She made my brother eat some cigarettes.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, that's... that's very unpleasant.
I can imagine. That's the worst way to get nicotine.
Here's the thing I don't understand. How would I know that? Anyway, Leon, thanks for bringing that up. Here's JR.
What's up?
Yes, sir. How about I'm looking at a hair dryer, but I know this.
We got a
win. We got an answer, and it was.
I know you did. You can't use a hair dryer in the shower. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh. Exactly. Hair dryer, yeah.
I actually threatened to do that one day when I got fired.
I wonder. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's probably a common way that people have ended their lives.
Some idiot somewhere signed up for.
Yep. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yep. Thanks for the call. No, I my first job, fired from the worst radio station in America.
No.
I'm in Florida 2 months, and it's a disaster. There's a mushroom cloud over my career.
No machine.
I said to the GM, and he was totally justified. I hated it anyway.
Yeah.
I said, if you fire me, I'm going to go home and jump in the bathtub with my hair dryer. And he said that would be a real waste of a hair dryer.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
He was rude.
Yeah.
What a nice guy he is. Hey, but I can imagine there are a lot of electrical things in the bathroom that could have accidentally caused accidental death like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. They now have, don't they have things built in? Electric is going to be in the afternoon show.
That immediately throws a fuse, a switch, or...
Yeah, where it just backs up.
Yeah.
Because I had a pair of electric clippers that fell into the sink with running water, and they shut off
immediately.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Of course, the clippers are ruined, but nobody got hurt in the making of that picture.
Gotcha.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Still a lot of uncertainty about how people are going to celebrate Halloween, and some kids are already getting sad. In lieu of that, we thought we'd bring in our resident kid consultant, Barney the Dinosaur, to talk about the possibility of a Corona Halloween, and that's coming up in a moment. Traffic and news.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic around Montgomery. We've got lights and mostly moderate traffic on the boulevard. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery and no issues that we know of anywhere. However, they are still working that accident on Highway 14. If you are coming out of Millbrook, it's going to be just before I-65 near the Circle K and the Jacks. Traffic is backed up. It's going to take you a couple of minutes to get by there. Also, Highway 111 and 143 at that intersection, we have an overturned vehicle. If you're up above Hopeville and Deetsville, heading into either one of those, you'll need to watch out for emergency vehicles working that accident. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning on your traffic. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger's Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook. located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Kingback Ranch at Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, no!
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Pandemic Halloween. This year, your Halloween will be frightening for different reasons. Before you eat your treats, clean all of your candy, cause COVID-19 is in your Reese's Pieces. What a bummer, Halloween. Hey, what's that kid dressed as? When you walk around and you go trick or treat, you will find some new costumes this Halloween. All the werewolves now have face masks. Dracula never asks to suck your blood cause you got COVID-19. Maybe next year will be better, kids, and we can get back to regular Halloween worries like razor blades and apples and kidnappers. Barney loves you.
That's actually an urban legend, the whole razor blades and apples thing.
Yeah.
But
it's never happened.
Urban legend enough where cities in South Florida would allow people to come and have their candy x-rayed. I don't think they'll be doing that this Halloween because you can't even go visit a dying loved one with the restrictions that are in place. But it's amazing how stuff, so many things we used to take for granted, now we just can't do. Now that we're getting ready to reopen, I don't know, beyond bars and restaurants, the announcement that was made yesterday, what else, what other restrictions are going to be lifted? But California is still all closed up, and now they're laying off people at Disney. And I'm sorry, but I believe that is politically motivated. Here is JB.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. All right. That you're talking about your devices in the bathrooms and stuff, the kitchens, they have a GFI plug, or supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So if the circuits get crossed somehow, the GFI plug will actually trip itself.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
But it can ruin the device, right?
It's supposed to trip. It's supposed to trip it before it does any damage. Okay. But, I mean, if the device falls and breaks and the circuit's crossing, the device is, you know, busted anyway. But
so you,
it's supposed to do that just to keep you safe.
So you couldn't really end your life that way anymore. I mean, that is, fortunately, that's been fixed, right?
Right. I have to come up with
something else when I get fired from this place.
Yeah.
Well, some devices have an internal switch in them. I would call it a switch. But anyway, they it's where they automatically just kind of cut the circuit off, you know.
By the way, I wouldn't try that out, folks.
Yeah, you don't want to test it.
Hey, let's see if it really does trip. Oh, no, this one didn't work.
Yeah, you might have had an older model.
Is Jesse there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, hey, Jesse. I noticed I was just jotting around on the inner tube the other day, and I saw your video for Automatic.
Yeah.
Was it filmed here locally?
The video was, yes.
Okay.
The video we actually recorded at a good friend of mine's studio up in Eclectic, Alabama, with Guest House Studios. Go ahead.
There was just two people in the video, Tommy Beavers and Pat Rant.
Yep, Pat is my Pat is my lead guitarist and has been for 6.5 years. And Tommy was kind enough to come in and play the drums specifically for that video because I needed it for the Nash Next competition that year, and we had to do about a 1-day turnaround on it.
Oh yeah, I know Pat. I played with Pat many times. He's a phenomenal guitar player.
Yes, he is, and that is why I keep him as my lead and my main man.
Yeah, he's great. He can just pull anything off the cuff if he has to.
Oh yes, he can. Yeah. Very much so. He has surprised me many times on sets, and I'm like, okay, well, guess what? That was an accident, but we're doing it that way now.
Yeah. All righty. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
I didn't know you were on the inner tube.
I know. I didn't know I was either. It's been a while since I've been inner tubing. Now, I've been skiing lately. Now, the weather's getting a little cooler, so I'm just not quite there.
Playing with him, he meant inner tube.
Apparently, the debate not having much of an impact on Wall Street, one way or the other. Dow was off 17 whole points. No big deal. As there were about 4 minutes from the opening bell. Hey, if you have won one of those $10 Sifu Bistro gift cards, here's Jay Scott, who will attempt with dog and lap. Look at how happy Chase is.
Dude. Yeah. Try to do it in soft tones so you don't wake
don't
him
disturb
up.
Don't disturb him.
You know, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
He just woke up.
Oh, geez.
Doesn't take much to talk about food.
What a nice guy you are.
And let's talk about the Seafood Bistro. Open up today at 11 a.m., which they are every single day. So if you can't make it by today, well, guess what? Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 11 a.m. Every single day they open up at 11, and they are there to take care of you with some fantastic you comfortable? Flavorful foods for you to enjoy. Now, for me, I'm on, you know, a heart-healthy diet type thing, but I can have the salad. One of the things that you can have when you're on a heart-healthy diet, fish. And lots of it.
Oh, fish is good.
And they can grill their fish. They don't have to fry it. They can also do it blackened as well. So anything on that menu, especially in the platter section, like the salmon, the tilapia, the white fish, the mahi-mahi, all of that can be grilled for you. And it's so, so very good.
Yep.
Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com or use one of the delivery apps that are on your phone. Get it delivered to you. Seafoodbistro.com, you can put an order in, go pick it up. You can dine in at the location. You can pull into one of the parking spaces. They'll come out, take your order there for you. 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500 when they open up at 11 a.m. today. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Couple of intros. I've been looking at comments. I don't want to know what media pundits have to say about the debate.
Yep.
Because I know what they're going to say. Here's a guy named Bernard Goldberg who says, "I detest Donald Trump, and I hope he wins in a landslide."
What is he?
That speaks to the debate too. You know, and some of what went on because it was Trump versus Biden. Wallace Will Ainsworth says, "So comments from my 10-year-old boys last night as they watched the debate with me. Hunter said, 'Why does Joe Biden keep lying about President Trump?' And Hayes said, 'They're arguing like Hunter and Miller do.'" Wow. And Dan Bongino, "It's Wednesday, September 30th. I love Dan Bongino. If you haven't checked out the BonginoReport.com or checked out some of his commentaries, he's a former Secret Service guy who worked for, I believe, the Clintons and Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, really good. He says, "Barack Obama was the most corrupt president in U.S. history." That was the big surprise. All of that stuff came out yesterday. All of that Russia stuff finally has been released, declassified, and not a word of it was brought up last night.
Who gets the next?
Not even by Trump.
Who gets the next debate since Fox got the first one?
You know, most of the people I know watched it on C-SPAN or watched it on a website through a feed without commentators. I think America's really past the point where they need somebody to tell them what they just heard.
Mm-hmm.
But for more insight and analysis on what you just saw last night, listen to News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, and we'll tell you what you just witnessed.
October 15th is the next presidential debate. Vice presidential debate, October the 7th.
I am far more excited about that one. I am far more excited about that one than the next Trump.
That one could be an interesting one to watch.
I think that one, I'm making a prediction, okay? Are you ready, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my prediction on the vice president. It will have more impact on the presidential race than the presidential debates
all
will.
All right. Gotcha. You heard it here
Everybody's
first.
Yawning and doing their own.
No, you heard
thing
it. No, I'm, you heard it here first.
No.
And
you're brilliant.
That's what I want. That's what I need. Somebody of repute.
You're phenomenal.
Thank you, Howard Stern. It's nice to be able to have compliments a click away, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's the opening bell.
Sad or blue. Oh, it's up 100 points.
Look at all that green on that board over there.
That means Trump won the debate, according to Wall Street.
For shizzle.
It's a third.
That was great.
Hey, I spoke with Dan Black the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They're still doing 50% off camcorder video transfers, but there's an urgency. Many people are getting this done because they've got family coming in for Christmas time. If you want them preserved onto a DVD or flash drive format where you'll never have to worry about the video quality degrading further, get them to Dan Black Studios by November 1st. That means you've got 3 or 4 weekends between now and then to get those boxes off the closet shelf or wherever you're storing them, out of the Rubbermaid tub, and stack them up and take them. I've been to Dan Black Studios several times when people were actually sitting with Dan or one of the technicians going through the cassettes that they wanted to have dubbed and preserved.
Yeah.
And people are planning parties around this because many people have not watched these tapes because the VHS recorder machine died years ago and nobody's been able to watch them since because they're not on a playable format. So Dan just asked me to advise you, get them in by November 1st and get 50% off camcorder video transfers. 2796036, 2796036, full service video, danblackstudios.net.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students, this will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM Invest PAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fact Checker!
If something's said and it isn't true, who are you gonna call?
Fact Checkers!
Is it accurate or is it fake news? Who you gonna call?
Fact Checkers!
All of their lies exposed. Fibbing and growing their nose. Who you gonna call?
Fact Checkers!
BS and assault.
Fact Checkers!
If your tail is tall,
Fact Checkers,
they are on the ball.
Fact Checkers.
8:35. Be your own fact checker. That's what I recommend. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV. Odds and ends. Otherwise, on this show known as...
It is time
for...
Stupid.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go! Before the coffee shops and stuff are allowed to reopen, the pandemic has compelled people to become better at making their own coffee, or even more sophisticated, self-taught baristas. According to a new survey, people were split. About half of people learn how to make more complicated coffee drinks than before. I have a thing. You put a little milk in it, and it'll foam it up real nice. And it'll put the milk in the coffee, keep it hot, and it's nice. Well, probably what you get at Starbucks.
A Mr. Coffee kind of thing?
Very easy to operate. It's a small kettle-sized thing. Uh-huh. Plug it in, put the milk in, and it's ready.
Keurig has a version. It doesn't do that, what you're talking about, but it simulates the taste.
My thing with Keurig is...
I know, it's not enough.
No, I would go through 500 boxes of those little things.
Yeah, I know.
A morning. Let's see, 58% of those people believe the coffee they make is better than the drinks they used to order at the store, which is bad news for Starbucks. Two-thirds plan to keep on using their home coffee-making skills in the future instead of relying on coffee shops. Bad news. Other skills people learn, how to use an espresso machine,
mm-hmm.
how to make cold brew coffee, how to use a traditional drip coffee machine, or use a stove-top espresso machine.
Do you remember the bubbles at the top of
yes.
On the stove?
Percolators.
Yeah, the percolators.
Sure. It's nice to remember those things. How about... Jay and Jesse, remember that?
I actually love the perk coffee that you put on the stove itself. It's actually really, really good. But then for the quick cut that I got to run out the door, I do like my Keurig.
Sure. I wonder, I bet Eastbrook probably has
easily.
Those you could find and buy that probably still work, too.
Who did that percolator commercial with that sound? Was that? Who was that?
Oh, man.
Was that
Maxwell House?
Maxwell House?
I think it was Maxwell House.
I think it was, too. By the way, kids have said this could be a conundrum, but we're going to give you the answer now. What do you think kids have said six times a day during the pandemic?
What time is it?
Are we there yet?
Where's my food?
Yeah.
How about I'm bored?
I was bored, too.
When your kids say they're bored, well, I have some chores for you to, you know, if you have nothing to do, and then all of a sudden they're not so bored anymore. That means they've said this roughly 1,200 times since March. Other stats on parenting during the pandemic. Parents. If we just had a cruise ship drum and a little...
In the steel drum.
It's almost Bob Marley. Is that Maxwell House?
Yeah.
A cup of this good-smelling coffee. It will taste as good as it smells because it's good ground Maxwell House. Maxwell House coffee is good to the last drop. Enjoy the rich, fresh taste of Maxwell House coffee. The ground coffee that tastes as good as it smells.
I'm sorry.
By the way, we have played that sexist coffee spot from the 50s so many times now that people are requesting it. How about that? Because it's funny. Three out of four parents get suspicious their child is quiet too long because they're probably up to something.
Yeah, probably.
Four out of five parents have heard a weird noise or a thud followed by a statement like, it's nothing.
Nothing.
My brother and I used to get into fights all the time. We shared a room, and it would end up one of us down on the floor with a thump.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents wouldn't come up to separate us. They would just say, knock it off.
What are you doing in the bathroom day and night?
84% of parents have allowed their kids to have more screen time than usual this year, and we'll pay for that when their vision starts to fade. Mm. It is 8:39, spectacular morning.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Speaking of spectacular mornings, it's the coolest morning since May the 12th, all right? We got to 49 degrees this morning at Montgomery's Regional Airport, 48 degrees. in Prattville, 46 in Alexander City. And I'll tell you something else that was spectacular. The full Hunter's Moon on the horizon early this morning. It set at 5:23, but it will rise again at 6:38 p.m. The full Hunter's Moon with beautiful skies tonight. It is worth your time. Our forecast is a textbook forecast today. Beautiful, abundant sunshine, nice breeze, low humidity, high in the mid-70s. Pleasantly cool tonight, low 54. Tomorrow, we actually warm back up into the low 80s briefly before the arrival of cold front number 2. So on Friday, it's going to be great. Low 70s, nice breeze, jacket weather Friday night. Upper 40s by first thing on Saturday morning at dawn as we get ready to watch, you know, ESPN College Game Day, and on a nearly perfect first weekend of October with sunshine and highs in the 70s. How do you like all that news? Right now this morning, 54 degrees, calm winds, 8:41.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
You know, something we were just talking about, things that have developed and changed and we've learned and done differently over the pandemic. We've also, with more time at home, found out that maybe it's time to replace some furniture. Mm-hmm. And the place, the furniture shop here, it's not a big ostentatious building where you know you're paying for that when you buy something there. It's a great functional warehouse building, and it was strategically located just beyond the tacticals of Montgomery. So at Kaiser Fine Furniture, you pay 8.25% and not 10%. And they have been, man, they have been busy. First of all, they've got the best selection in town, 65,000 square feet. And maybe even more important than that, they've got three of the best furniture people in the River Region, in the history of the River Region, working there to help you navigate all those choices. That, of course, Dolly, you've heard me talk about her, Cheryl Pitts, and Dale Thornell. They know their stuff. So when you're looking for help or advice, they've got the experience with the Shuang Fei, as they say, to help you find your way around all those choices. Wear comfortable shoes, by the way, unless you know specifically what you want, because there's a lot to see with a 65,000 square foot warehouse. And everything marked up to 50% off. And you can get it at interest-free rates over 18 months with a Synchrony account for qualified customers at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop Kaiser.com or stop by 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it's really about congestion at this point. We don't have any accidents to tell you about. Got a lot of inbound traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. And around the boulevard, we've got spotty places where we have some congestion, like Highway 331, Norman Bridge, also in front of Baptist, and at Atlanta Highway in the boulevard. We've got some congestion there. Still a lot of incoming traffic on 231 from Wetumpka. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning here. Well, Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Winner.
Winner. You can be a winner, too.
That's with the word right. Winner. And you'll get a chicken dinner.
That's
at
right.
Wingfinger's.
Yes. And you can add that chicken. It's all fresh every day. The batter, everything, whether you're having them grilled or for dipping, they're so good, chopped into a salad or made into a sandwich. Wing Fingers is awesome. Rave reviews coming from everywhere. And by the way, they do catering and takeout. So stop by Wing Fingers, 201 Union downtown, and give it a try. Enjoy your favorite sodas, homemade lemonade, homemade sauces for dipping. It's all so good. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask for caller 702-729-228 with the word winner. If that's you, you'll be enjoying a lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. Winner, your winning word of the day. 844.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are conducting the death investigation of a Birmingham man. Authorities found 46-year-old Theron Ford in the 4100 block of Carmichael Road yesterday afternoon. Police have not said what his injuries were. They tell us he died at the scene. The Secretary of Commerce has announced that the new deadline to respond to the 2020 census is October 5th. This comes after a federal judge ruled last week that the deadline should be the original date of October 31st. For more information, go to my2020census.gov. And Elmore County High School has canceled its football game this week because of coronavirus cases. School officials tell us that 3 players tested positive and 15 others are self-isolated because of exposure to COVID-19. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 15 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo. And Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying. Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Has got their vote. Nothing they're saying will help you decide who you're going for election night. Trump was making fun of Biden. The network says his ratings gold, but we've all picked our guy. Basically, nobody changed.
The only polling I've seen post-debate. Yep. Telemundo. And this is interesting. And
Telemundo?
Telemundo's viewers, 66-44 Trump, the 34 Trump, which is kind of an interesting number when you think about it.
Would have loved to seen the closed captioning with all the shouting and the fast speaking.
It had to be confusing. Yeah. I like my idea. Everybody gets the same. They both get the same question. They get 2 minutes or 60 seconds, and then the mic's cut off. Yeah. And nobody's cross-talking and all that stuff. I don't think it really was a good look for either, but especially Chris Wallace, who is a...
Apparently, people on both sides didn't like
exactly.
Chris.
Yeah, no, there was no doubt about that. No doubt about that. He did not... make his daddy proud. Let's bring in former Secretary of State and boring debater Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Remember him? It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominees. Guess what state we're starting in?
Oh, you know, going down the
Delaware.
List of 57, I would say maybe...
or Hawaii.
It could be Florida.
I don't know. I think there's too many from Florida.
Well, actually, it is Florida.
Well, darn.
I'll see if I can find a Delaware maroon for you someday.
Okay.
Unless you just...
I've never been to Delaware. I just said it because it was fun.
How about Joe Biden? He's from Delaware.
There we go.
A 59-year-old Florida man is arrested for battering his girlfriend with a slice of pizza. Police were called to a disturbance met by a 51-year-old victim who claimed that Sean Metcalf smacked her in the face with a piece of pizza. Wasn't disclosed whether the pizza contained pepperoni.
I was going to say, if it was the meat lovers, that can hurt.
Yeah. Or whether the pizza was hot or cold.
Right.
Yeah, because if it's cold, man, that stuff's hard as a brick.
The suspect admitted to losing his cool, but not to the physical violence of using the pizza as a weapon. She was covered in grease, red sauce, and toppings. He was arrested for domestic battery. It's bad. We're not making light of domestic battery, but this is a new one.
Finger looking good.
All right, now we go to New York City, where a 38-year-old woman named Micah Meyer, she's a professional etiquette teacher. See, with the pinky extended and all.
Yeah.
On Monday morning, she was walking with a 3-year-old daughter when suddenly a guy in a full ninja costume tried to grab her purse. She wasn't going to let something so uncouth go down on her watch, so she started fighting the ninja and yelling for help, held him off long enough for two construction workers to come over and finish the job.
Yeah.
The idiot that tried this is named Kasiki Roman, and he's from Jersey. Wouldn't you know it? He has no business being in New York. Then we had a man in Belgium who tried to break his wife out of prison by booking a helicopter tour, forcing the pilot to land in the prison yard. But he got motion sickness and threw up. The pilot couldn't land in the yard, and the guy booked the tour using his real name, so he was arrested.
Oh, my Lord.
And is facing a multiplicity of charges.
I think that's our morning maroon right there.
You know, upon further review, I have to agree, that was pretty frickin'
stupid.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
He is an ultramaroon. It is 8:53. We'll be right back.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550. Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paper patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duvall's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duvall's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace, or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Something seasonal.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. Can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to the cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
That is one of my, that and Discount Dracula, you can't beat it.
But she is really not said a word in the background. She's probably walking in the woods, right?
Probably not anxious to hear her doorbell ring, given what came out yesterday, but we'll see. In an unrelated arena, in a different seat, I heard that every time a bell rings, Eddie Bader sells another home. Just want to see her.
That's right.
Hi, hey, Joey, how about them Yankees last night in the Cleveland, huh?
Oh, yeah!
That's sports on News Talk 93.1 FM. And a final good word, I'll be heading out to visit my friends. They're my friends. I've known them for almost 8 years now. Lamar and the gang. I thought it was so cool to get a call from Adam's Drugs. Happy birthday. That was nice. And one reason I keep having birthdays is because I partner up with them for my prescriptions. I hope you give it some thought, too, especially if you've been getting yours filled in a big box store and had to wait in line and go through all that. At Adam's Drugs,